There are some folks out there who say we will never really have a foolproof vaccine. Is that true? And what does that mean, doctor?
Not every vaccine is 100%, but if it's 90%, if it's 95%, if it's 99%, that's good enough to induce what we call herd mentality.
Thursday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. Welcome, Mike. Thank you for joining me this morning for a special Christmas Eve morning edition. It's actually going to be a very short show, as you can see in my casual attire. We're going to be talking about an important topic, one really specific topic and a couple of trailing topics, but then really just to say Merry Christmas and make sure we have our minds in the right place, you know? Because that's really important today. But I wanted to start off with something that I saw yesterday that It was right after the show that we just did that I just blew me away, because this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. And this is a trend that I hope you're beginning to see, that we tend to be talking about these topics that suddenly populate independent media as well weeks after the fact. And that's only because this is the only thing that I do, right? I sacrifice the rest of my life for all of you. So, I mean, I'm sort of being facetious, but not really, right? Because this is the most important thing going on in the world. I mean, not just COVID, but all of this, and this is what I'm here for. This is what I was put on this planet for. So let's get right into the point to make sure that this doesn't end up being a longer show than it needs to be, because this is just really one ultimate point to be, you know, that needs to be driven home right now. Now, this, as I said, this actually, when I first saw it from Dr. Ellie David here, he says, WHO's Ministry of Truth rewriting medical facts. Now, this is something that I just said yesterday, but to actually see it side by side is unreal. So take a look at this. Now, this is from June 9th, and this I've already confirmed this, and I have the actual... Oh, yeah. Now, actually, speaking of that, I don't even think I grabbed that, but while I'm looking at this and while you're looking at this, let me make sure I can find this. Even if I can't, the point is that this is currently on their website. You can find this for yourself right now. Now, you can see side by side that they're quite different. Hopefully so. You can see that these things are not the same. I'm trying to find this really quickly in the background. Let's see. Here we go. Perfect. Glad I found it. Just so I have that up so we can look at that next. Now, coronavirus disease, COVID-19, serology, June 9th, 2020. It says very clearly, when a population is immune either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. Now, actually, I should give a quick preface on this for those that may not know the previous discussion. The idea is that herd immunity has been something that has been around for a long time. The idea that, you know, again, if what we or have been taught about vaccines and vaccine science is accurate, I think that caveat should apply to literally everything on our planet today. But if we're taught is correct, the idea is that you develop antibodies naturally by having a disease, such as when you get the chicken pox as a kid, or at least when we used to, because it wasn't dangerous, but now it's the most dangerous thing and you have to get a vaccine. You got picked chicken pox. You weren't in any real danger. You got it. You had a couple itchy things you dealt with, and then you never got it again. That wasn't from a vaccine. That was because of natural immunity. And herd immunity is the concept of that applying to a large population. So the disease is always there. And that's the thing we have to understand. These never go away. They never do. They're always part of the population going forward. We just develop immunity to these things. So the science and what we're told goes. So that being said, the WHO and the person on the main image today, Dr. Tedros of the WHO, is the one who straight up looked in the camera and said, there is the only thing that causes herd immunity is vaccines. There has never been herd immunity outside of vaccination. That was his statement. So that being said, here's June 9th before he said that, when it very clearly states immunity, it's either vaccine or immunity developed through previous infection. So going to the point, November 13th, after that statement was made, after this massive vaccine push, now it says herd immunity is a concept used for vaccination, right? Not even because of, but used for vaccination. Think about how incredible that is. In which a population can be protected from a certain virus if a threshold of vaccination is reached. Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not literally, actually saying not by exposing them to it. Now, you could argue that, okay, well, the science changed. They learned something and they changed it, but that didn't happen because that's not what was explained. It's simply, they are rewriting history in real time. They're saying that's never been the case, right? If there was some new science, they'd say, well, we've changed our mind because the new science. No, they're saying it's never been the case. It's always been this definition, despite the fact that we can see the other definition. This is the benefit of having the internet today, even arguably it being something that was designed to subjugate us by DARPA and the military. That's a fact, by the way. But this is the whole idea in regard to any new technology, to realize that it's about how we apply it and not allow the authoritarian governments to tell us how to use it. I would argue that applies to any number of things, such as blockchain technology and so on, but these people are rightly so afraid of them because they are abused by powerful governments. So here is the actual website itself, and you can see that this is what they're talking about. If a threshold of vaccination is reached, this has been officially changed. Now, if you actually press the blue checks about this, they'll argue that this was always the case. This is the definition of Orwellian, right? This is, as Burmese calls it, the COVID 1984. This is a COVID clown world. It's unbelievable that we can be here. Now, the point is here to see something like this, where here Goldman is estimating that 26% of Americans are already immune to COVID. So how does that even make sense? How can they already be immune to COVID if they haven't gotten a vaccine yet? That they're talking about 26% of people who have already gotten this virus, according to what we understand and what we were told by their official sources, and that they now have immunity to it. The point is, this is common understanding, and they're trying to change this in real time. If there's ever been a moment where we understand that these entities, as I said right here, this is straight up Orwellian, but we can trust them with our health, though, right? If there's ever been a moment in history where we can recognize that a group like the WHO or any one of these entities is truly not in it for your best interest, this is one of those moments. They are trying to lie to you for an agenda. Now, you could argue that agenda is for your best interest, but that's an assumption, a very grand assumption, seeing as what these kind of vaccination programs have always done in the past. But they're telling us from a lot of different directions that plenty of people already have this. And why would they not want that to be the case? Why would they argue that that's not true and you only have the vaccination? Well, because they're using the vaccination as a program to arguably, and I think verifiably by the facts, create this technocratic control mechanism. British, and as well as the other experimental discussions and eugenics discussions, right? There's never just one thing that's happening. British government contracts firms to make COVID freedom passports. You know, that fake news conspiracy theory that's never actually happening while they build the exact thing that's never actually happening. It's quite interesting. All happening in real time while they argue that you're crazy for pointing it out. Now, on top of that, that whole back and forth that was the fighting for freedom of, you know, whatever side you're talking about here, $600. No, now it's $2,000. Well, guess what? Now it's zero. Shutdown looms as Democrat bids for $2,000 relief checks fails. Now, obviously, if this ends up nothing, let's be honest. I would rather this be zero and none of that other horrible stuff happened than it be 600 or 2000 and allow all of the ridiculous things to happen that are in this bill. We should not be quibbling over they should be giving the American people that money, not giving you 600, 2000 and giving billions and billions to foreign countries and all kinds of other nefarious things that have nothing to do with the actual bill that they're putting it in. But I think it's incredible that we're about to potentially go into a shutdown. And it will, by the way, hey, it's Christmas Eve. Good thing they got that check to you in time, right? This is all happening while they quibble over these things, while this is the real point, right? That they're altering the actual real-world definitions, real-world perceptions, while forcing you into lockdown and keeping you scared and controlling your finances, as they're censoring individuals that are continuing to speak out. Doctors. Like, this is an incredible point. This is not to say that anybody who's a doctor is honest and intelligent and right, but this is funny how they expose that logic while arguing that if you're a doctor, you should be trusted, except the doctors they don't like, they quietly push off the side, right? White coats, authority, you're supposed to listen. But now when we have doctors who are white coats and have credentials and in fact are very highly respected who say the opposite, well, now they're conspiracy theorists. Now they're anti-science and anti-medicine somehow. Now Twitter is literally censoring doctors who have a right to speak on their opinions. right? This is the equivalent of having somebody, you know, I mean, any number of examples you could argue, a military expert, I mean, anybody who has earned the right to speak on them, who has a credential, doesn't mean they're right. That's the issue here, right? Doesn't mean just because someone's speaking, it means they're correct. It means that they have a right to give their opinion. A doctor, a scientist, it doesn't matter. But now Twitter and the mainstream media are apparently the arbiters of scientific truth, medical truth. And because they're scientists and doctors? No, because they're powerful, because they've been given that stance by the government. It says, my heart is heavy that courageous physician, Dr. Zev Zelenko, who saved thousands of lives, developed and published a protocol to treat COVID-19. Of course, if it's not vaccination, he's a conspiracy theorist, right? Is suspended by powers that be or that shouldn't be for speaking truth. Never did I think Marxist forces would control medicine and top-down shut down physicians. Here's another one. For every doctor banned on social media, the suspicion that they are telling us lies grows stronger and stronger. And I completely agree with that. What is it called again when you aren't allowed to challenge the official narrative? Serves only to make suspicion about COVID pandemic grow stronger. Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're not allowed to challenge the official narrative, guys, we need that one thing needs to make us realize how far we are from what they tell us we are. Now, that's not because Americans don't want it. It's because they continually scream that we still have it while they take it all away from you. That's the government. Not the right, not the left, the government. Now, Dr. Naomi Wolf shares this. Now, I'm going to dive into this probably in the next show I do, probably after Christmas. I have a whole bunch of great interviews lined up, by the way. All kinds of good people. Taylor Hudak, I'm going to be talking about Assange. I believe I'm setting something up with Burmese in the same regard. I'm going to be talking with Gareth Icke. For I think a Rockfin special coming up soon. I've got a lot of good people coming on to talk about some stuff. I'm going to be probably talking about this even more in depth, but I just wanted to share this and let, you know, I'll leave a link for you guys to dive into as well. Maybe do a video on it if you want before I do one after Christmas. Get this information out there. Must watch. Half of the countries of Europe had no quote excess mortality, and the excess death in the other countries may be due to over treatment or lockdowns themselves. Now this is a great video, and try to take a moment and put aside your partisan talking points, whether left or right, right? Because look, I've been the one that's been saying from the beginning that when it comes to treatment, that it should be your choice, especially since certain things that they're claiming are dangerous have been approved and used forever. But in this video, she points out something that seems to be pretty interesting about hydroxychloroquine and the fact that the levels they were being used were way too high. So you could even argue in that, and she's claiming that it's, you know, in the sense that that's why it shouldn't be used. But understand that even in a way is arguing that it is should be used, and it was an effort to make it look dangerous by you making sure the studies were using like 2,400 milligrams when that's considered an overdose level, right? So the point is, there's a lot of great information in here that shows you that this whole thing has been gamed the whole time, including arguably based on her understanding that they manipulated even the perception of treatments that should have worked, or possibly. But at the end of the day, the idea that these countries, half of them, had no excess mortality when they're literally bordering a country that's supposedly spiking through the roof is crazy. But the reality, guys, is right now, even, we are not that far past what the mortality was last year. Of course, when they want to break it up into categories and split things around and game the numbers, well, yeah, suddenly you can make it look like there's something going on. But when you look at the overall excess mortality, we are not where they say we are. Not even close. And then, of course, you add on all of the verifiable excess deaths because of the lockdowns, just like many mainstream outlets claimed. Like, and I believe she even points it out in this video, if I remember correctly. The idea, I think she points out the article that I think that's it right here. No, let me just find it really quickly before we move forward. But she's showing you all these spikes. If you can see, I think you can see it's really small, but the comparisons between these countries. I think it was right here. Maybe not. Oh, well, the point is, and I've shared this before myself, that there are numerous outlets in mainstream media that came out in the middle of this, like right before this really started to be severe in regard to like lockdowns and everything else, and are pointing out that they're going to hurt people, that they knew this, that they said it could cause millions of excess deaths. And now it's conspiracy theory to point out that the lockdowns are causing more deaths than the COVID-19 or any at all, for that matter. If we can't see how there are openly, This isn't even a hidden scenario. They are ignoring information on its face just because it does not align with what they've already decided is the truth. That's not how science works. That's not how medicine works. You are always evolving your perception based on new data. Right now, just like they've always been doing with vaccines, according to them, the science is settled. No movement, no information, no new damage, no new lack of integrity, no new lack of scientific studies, no new lack of safety studies are going to change people's perceptions who have already decided that they know the truth. That's scary. But we out there who are actually able to stand back and be objective and ask questions need to help show these people the path. Hopefully you guys can take a moment to check out Derek Broz's new documentary. I believe I'm going to be sharing it on TLAV. The PCR deception is live now on DLive and his website, which is consciousresistance.com, which if you haven't checked out, I highly recommend you do. It will be posted on Float, Minds, BitChute, Library, and Hive shortly. I haven't seen this yet. I plan to watch it right away, actually. But the PCR deception, if it's anything like his previous Dark Winter documentary, which we also shared, it's going to be outstanding. Forget her name at the moment, but the woman he's working with to do this does great work. And based on Derek's previous articles for TLAV on the PCR deception, I guarantee this is going to be worth your time. We need to understand that this is a deception, that the PCR discussion is something that is, in my opinion, the linchpin around the entire illusion that is COVID-19. Now, that being said, guys, it's very important to understand how we're being deceived. It's very important to see the full picture of how the good guys and the authorities are actively misleading you with not just misinformation, but lies, straight up lying to you with the WHO. I mean, not even just lying, but actually actively altering information. I mean, I think I had another thing I sent myself in regard to a 1984 discussion. Yeah, so it reads, this is from 1984. If you haven't read this book, by the way, every moment we're here, it becomes this much more relevant right now in this COVID-19 fiasco. But this is a quote from 1984. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Horrifyingly so, that sounds exactly like where we are, except we've got two parties, and they're both always right, depending on who you believe and which side you chose to stand with. This is where we are, guys, and now this is not the point to end on. We're in a bad way. There's bad things happening. There's always, by the way, bad things happening. There's always bad people. There's always nefarious, sociopathic, psychopathic individuals who want to abuse you and gain from your losses. That's always a part of life. Right now, this is a big one. This is people that we have allowed through our apathy to take control of everything in our lives. But there's a silver lining here, guys. The point is that we're stopping this. I believe we as individuals, as Americans, as the world, are collectively pushing back to such a degree that we are actively stopping. Now, look, it's happening still. They're still pushing it forward. We need to do more. But I believe to the core of my being that if we had not been doing this, we would have already been gone. You know, in general speaking, we have kept this from becoming the all-encompassing technocratic global overtake that it was trying to be. The point is, we need to keep pushing. We need to remember that we have the ability and the power to control our lives and the control that those people have over our lives. Now, what the important thing to remember today, Christmas Eve, Christmas, in any general day, to be honest, but of course, I tend to believe. Now, whether you are Christian or otherwise, this has become something. I mean, look, let's be honest. I'm a Christian, but Christmas really has nothing to do with that. Even the real understanding of when Christ was actually born is not December 25th. The point is that this has become a commercialized version of something that we should hold sacred. In reality, Christmas is sort of blasphemous, but at the end of the day, it's not about that anymore. It's about believing that we can be better, believing that we are good people, because I believe that we are. The same thing we always point out, the idea that the government would not pretend to be this righteous, altruistic entity if we didn't want that at some level, because they're not that. They're the opposite of that, but they pretend to be that because they know that we want that. So what we need to realize is that we are inherently good, and we have to own that. We have to hold and harness that. And now Christmas gives us an opportunity to realize how good we can be, regardless of what you believe in. So go out there and be that person. Go out there and do something nice for somebody. We say this all the time, now more than ever. Whether it's paying for somebody's coffee in front of you like we hear about every year, or whatever you want to do, go out there and show everybody, be a shining beacon of what we can be, whether that's with or without a mask. You do what you want. Stand up for what you believe in. Now is the time to do that. And I believe that something like this, a moment like this, can turn the tide if we all just essentially recognize the power that we actually have. As always, this stuff is hard to hear, the general discussions of these shows, but it needs to lead to a positive change, and I believe it is every single day. I mean, look at how many people are here on Christmas Eve, listening, thinking. It inspires me every single time. So thank you guys all for being here, and please go out and take a moment to do something for somebody else. Not because you're going to get something in return, not because they're going to give you a present, but because you want to be a good person, because that's what this is all about, remembering who we really are. I love you guys, as always. Question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.